He still hasn't gotten that interception. But, you know, in college, he was more of a sub guy, nickel guy. And I think not only him, but we found a way to use him better to his skill level. And he's playing a little bit dime, going down there covering guys, doing a good job covering, like, Julius Thomas and different tight ends we face. And we even put him on receivers as well. So I think he's more comfortable playing man-to-man and being in underneath zones. And he's doing a good job tackling. He's actually leading back there. Last year, he was so quiet. You get mad at him, but that's just who he was. But this year, he's been outspoken, and he's getting guys lined up. And that's been a good thing. Just, the guy's been phenomenal in practice. And, you know, just being around a game, guys look great in practice. And the key is trying to get that to transfer over to the games. And little by little, it's been helping. But the biggest issue with him is that we're losing other players, and it kind of makes us have to get him advanced quickly to play corner, and we wanted to just slide him in a nickel so he could just fill in and help at times with having Bryce outside. But when Bryce went down, now we got to teach him to play multiple positions. It's easy to bring a guy off the street and get him locked into one thing, but then when he has to play multiple positions and different concepts from different locations, that makes it a little bit tougher. A million different ways to play cover two. There's several ways we play our man-to-man coverage with different techniques and where you may get your help. So just get him used to our terminology and getting confident to be able to play on game day, because he is a college rookie, college free agent. No matter how much confidence he has, for example, he's very confident. He did a good job catching punts during practice. And again, a game, it takes him a couple of punts before that confidence begins to shine. And the same thing in secondary.